If you're a wannabe author and you want to be around writers, you could try a colony. Clusters of literati decamped to a remote location for both solitude and community, and the chance to exchange pages, ideas, and spouses. Or you could enroll in an MFA program and not only study at the knee of a tweed-jacketed mentor with an actual bibliography, but to workshop your manuscript with other students to solve problems or just stimulate ideas. Or you could just move to Brooklyn. Your next-door neighbor is probably a novelist, too. But for otherwise unconnected aspiring writers seeking criticism and support, there's a fourth way: virtual workshopping. A website from Penguin Publishing, Book Country, enables thousands of writers to exchange manuscripts and notes and self-publish their work. A few have even gotten traditional publishing deals through the site. Molly Barton is the global digital director for Penguin at Penguin Random House.
When I came to New York to work in book publishing, there was a festival at the time called New York is Book Country. So the website was based a lot on those early experiences trying to acquire fiction and nonfiction for trade and academic publishing houses and wanting to democratize the process and create a site where anywhere is book country. Your desk is book country. You don't need to move to Brooklyn. You don't need to go to a colony. You can just come and join the community online.
How many people have flocked to this virtual place?
We have around 10,000 users today, and it's a supportive community that encourages people to find writers who are working on books that are very similar to their own work. So people establish these collegial relationships, take their books through an average of 6 drafts on the site, and get feedback from more than 5 other members. People then can go on to publish on Book Country if they want to, or through a traditional publishing house.
What percentage of those who participate in Book Country have actually gone ahead and gotten novels published by third parties?
10 writers from Book Country have secured deals with traditional publishing houses. A couple of hundred are publishing through Book Country themselves.
What does it mean to be published by Book Country?
It's self-publishing, but in the context of a community. So, you know, there are two big challenges for every writer. How can you write a good book? And how can you get anyone to care about it? And our proposition is that participation in this community helps you solve both of those problems. You can revise to the point that you want the book to be good enough to be read by a wide audience. And those people who are your early readers are your first audience.
Now, in the good old days, or the bad old days, there was a mechanism in publishing for handling manuscripts which were just manifestly unworthy. And that was the curt rejection slip, which certainly sent the signal that whoever the author is should probably consider a different set of dreams because writing is not going to work out for them. Book Country has no equivalent of the rejection slip. How does the community handle submitted manuscripts that are just awful?
Well, there are two great things that happen. One is if a writer has written something that is just awful, not very many people will comment on it, or they will comment briefly and respectfully, but not say very much. There's a sort of graceful fadeaway. And the second thing that can happen is a manuscript that might seem terrible to one reader seems fantastic to another because they're the right audience for it. You can find subcategories and niche audiences that you wouldn't otherwise access.
What's in it for Penguin, or as it's now known, Penguin Random House, since the big merger?
It improves the quality of the work out there, and it also is a new model for the way that publishing could operate. So it's a bit of a strategic experiment.
Has any Book Country project really taken off? Have you found the sweater girl sitting on the stool at Schwab's drugstore who has gone on to stardom?
It's too early days in terms of the books that we're publishing on Book Country to say, here's the winner. But we've got great work up on the site with a community of 10,000 writers, having 10 of them get deals with traditional publishing houses. That's a good indicator to me that the model we've put together generates successful books. And I'm optimistic that we will grow great talent on Book Country.
No Stephen King just yet.
Not just yet.
But Molly, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Molly Barton is the global digital director at Penguin for Penguin Random House. Book Country began as a genre-specific publishing site, nurturing a community of romance, thriller, and sci-fi authors. Recently, Book Country expanded its purview to include more mainstream categories like young adult, literary fiction, and memoir. One active Book Countryman is Carl E. Reed, a fantasy writer who struggled with his novella for years before finding aid and comfort among unseen collaborators.
The Strange and Curious Tale of Professor R.H. Wilson is a novella written in the style of H.P. Lovecraft as if he were writing today. It's the story of a warlock set down in suburbia, a bit of a miserable misanthrope, and there are two young children next door who irritate him beyond distraction.
You have been working on this novella for how long?
I would say at least the last 5-6 years. If you go to any of the handful of periodicals which used to publish writers, they'll say closed to submissions, agented submissions, wanted only. So there really is nowhere to go with your fiction. So you have two choices. You can throw it in a box in the kitchen, which is what I used to do, or you could join Book Country and get out there and start workshopping and interacting with other writers.
You'd given up, hadn't you? You were just about ready to throw it all in.
Yep, absolutely. I had given up. I had quit. I said, that's it. Done. Finito.
Did the experience change your approach to writing? Are you a better writer now than you were 3 years ago?
Well, better, more consistent, more disciplined. Because there's somewhere to go with the work, and there's a vehicle for feedback, you know that somebody's going to be reading those words, and it makes the act of writing very real. It makes the process of calling yourself a writer, and I turned 50 this year, and writing for some 4 decades, it makes it something you can say without wincing. Yes, I'm a writer.
So, Carl, you're reborn.
In a way, yes. It's a very dramatic phrasing, but in a way, Bob, very much so.
Carl, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Carl E. Reed is the author of The Strange and Curious Tale of Professor R.H. Wilson, among other works, available on Amazon.com and elsewhere.